When this all started for you, like, what led you to helping spearhead this event with the Racker Center way back when, close to 7-8 years ago?
It's crazy, the genesis that led this game to happen, and it happened even before I got to campus in Ithaca, where Sam Paolini and Dave McKee were doing some things with the Racker Centers to be able to provide some, you know, not just some funds, but some notoriety and spending time with some of the kids that are over at their place. And so when Dave left, I kind of took up the torch and we started doing some more things. And then when I came back as a coach, you know, Perry Lapinto at the Racker Center came up to me and said, hey, I got this idea of doing this charity hockey game. What do you think? And one thing led to another. And now a bunch of years later, we've raised over $700,000 for the Racker Center. So it's the hockey community is a special community. The special needs community is a special community. And obviously the Ithaca community and Cornell hockey community is a special one as well. So merging all of those together has been fantastic. And we're excited to finally get it back in person again here this year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, something that you kind of alluded to is, you know, Cornell hockey and the community. And that's something that I've always appreciated about the program and what Schaefer has done during his tenure there is making sure that the players really get involved in the community. So is that something that, you know, still, I'm assuming still sticks with you to this day, you know, being involved in the community that you're in and trying to help out those in need?
Absolutely. And, you know, I spent probably half my life in the Cornell/Ithaca area, whether it was as a player or as a coach. And then when I got out of coaching, my wife and I stayed there. We had our first two kids there in upstate New York as well. And it's just such a welcoming place. And I think it goes both ways. I mean, we get so much support from the Cornell hockey community, from Ithaca, and the surrounding areas. And with that, it's a responsibility for us to pay that back, because we wouldn't have the experience as Cornell athletes that is so amazing, and filling Liner Rink every night and being, you know, even kind of cool being recognized in the community for the work that you put in. So it's awesome to be able to give back. There's so many good people around the area, and it's a great, great partnership between the two.
Do you think that's one of the reasons why so many great players essentially get recruited to the Big Red program, knowing that, hey, you know, there's a chance for you not just to be a good player out there on the ice, but also to make an impact outside of the ice in the community as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first and foremost, you know, when we get a kid on campus as a recruit on a visit and they come into Liner Rink, they see how much the community supports Liner and they want to play in front of that packed house all the time. But then, yeah, on the other side of it, I think we're able at Cornell to get great kids from great families because they want to be a part of something that's greater than themselves. And being in Ithaca, it's a small town, it's a college town. You really get that sense of community just from being on campus, being in town. So it's almost like we're able to get these amazing human beings from great families because they want to be a part of something greater. And I think that's really cool. And it helps to build a great culture. And Schaefer has done a great job of cultivating that as well. And Benny and Flanny here now too. And so it's just really, really cool to be a part of. And we attract great people because of it.
That's for sure. Topher Scott with us here on BTL, former Cornell Big Red hockey captain who will be playing in the Racker Rivals Big Red hockey game coming up on the 14th. You know, this is such a great event because, you know, it's one of those things where it could have just happened one year and that's it, you know, and that could have been it. But as you mentioned, ever since the initial and inaugural Racker Rivals game, more than $700,000 has been raised for the Racker Center. What do you think has brought upon the longevity of this event year after year?
I think it's a lot of the work that people put into it, but I also think, I mean, you know, Nick, when there's good people involved in things and everybody's pulling on the same rope, special things happen. And so there's so many people involved in this event, whether it's from Cornell, whether it's from Racker, whether it's just anybody in the Ithaca community, Tompkins Trust. There's just so many good people, and we have a blast putting it on. And I think that shows in the product of the game. And I can still remember that first year we did it, what was 7-8 years ago, walking down the tunnel and coming out to the ice, and we didn't really have any idea what was going to happen. And you see 2,500 people in the stands, and you're like, wow, like this is something that's really, really cool. And I think on top of the money raised, it's a very, very fun event for people to come to. I think especially this year, now that we're able to have fans again, people haven't been able to watch Cornell hockey for an entire year and a bit. And so I just think it's going to be an awesome product, and it's just so much fun to be a part of from the planning side and also just from being there during the game as well. So I think that's a huge part of the reason why we've continued to do it, and we're just so happy to raise this money, and not just the money, but raise the awareness for the special needs community and Racker for a great cause as well.
Absolutely. What is the process of bringing in alums in NHL, you know, in some ways legends of the game? I mean, it seems like just about anybody you probably have invited to this thing have always just been like, I'm in, I'm sold. Like, let's do it. Let's make it happen. It seems like it's really an easy get to try and bring some of these players back.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And I think going back to it, just how much fun we all have at the event. If we get somebody there once, they're going to want to come back, you know? And so that's pretty cool. But just with all the connections that we've built, and especially Coach Schaefer's built throughout his million years that he's been a head coach of a Division I program, you know, you get to know a lot of really good people. And then obviously having some players that have come through Cornell that are now doing great things at the NHL level, guys like Anthony Angelo and Morgan Barron now, and some of these other guys. You know, Danny Walcott, who's playing in the game this year, who's been in the Syracuse area playing for the Crunch, who just was out there with the Stanley Cup for Tampa Bay. He's playing in the game, and I just think the camaraderie that gets built through everything that we've done in the hockey world, but then especially when people get here and kind of see what we have going on in the Ithaca community with this game. It's not hard to get players. That's for sure.
Sounds it. You know, this is it, we're at some interesting times here, obviously, with a light at the end of the tunnel with COVID-19 and everything like that. But I mean, you've got to be thrilled to be able to come back to Lina Rink, step on the ice, and especially do it with fans in the stands. I know you kind of alluded to it earlier, but considering that, you know, how everything went last year with the event being virtual, there's got to be something a little bit special with, you know, lacing up the skates and stepping back out there.
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, I think the people that I'm most excited for are the Cornell hockey fans.
Yeah.
Because I know how passionate they are, and I know how much they miss watching whether it's the men's or the women's teams playing. And, you know, it got taken away from them last year. It didn't just get taken away from the players and the coaches, but it got taken away. You know, there's been people that have been coming to watch Cornell hockey for 50 years, 60 years, and they didn't get to have that this year. So we're really, really excited to kind of it's almost like we're kicking off the Cornell hockey season for next year, too. And to be able to do it for a cause as great as Racker, I know there's a ton of people that are excited to play in it. I know there's a ton of people that are excited to watch it. And so for everybody out there, get your tickets today, because I think we're going to have a great showing at Cornell on August 14th, and it'll be a lot of fun.
That's for sure. You can find all that information on the Racker's website as well. I've got to ask, you know, you being in the Midwest now, I mean, you could have just, you know, let this thing go, but you're still holding on to it, and you're still a big part of it. It's a clear indication that this is so important to you and this is so meaningful to you.
Yeah, well, look, you know, a huge part of me being involved in this, again, goes back to I have a blast doing it, but just in my family history, I have people in my family that have special needs. And having the ability to go out to Racker and seeing the services that they're able to provide for people in our area, I know as somebody who has family members with special needs how important those services are. And so I am so happy to lend a hand along with so many other people to raise some just incredibly important dollars for a organization that does so much for people and that, you know, like my family, we could not have done so many things had it not been for organization like Racker. And so to be able to give back and to be able to help out and continue to do this, to be able to provide, I mean, it's something that's really important to me. It's something that's really important to my family. And this money is going a long, long way to provide some much needed things for people that really need it in our area.
Well, Topher, I know you got a lot going on with the hockey think tank, and I know you're outnumbered now as a girl dad. So, hey, I really appreciate a couple of minutes. And seriously, thank you so much for the time. We can't wait to see you back here inside Lina, and we'll definitely be seeing you here and then catching up with you soon, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Thanks so much for what you guys are doing to help us promote this event as well. And, yeah, I look forward to continuing to get this event going, and it's going to be a real fun one this year for sure.